Design a branded QR code with a logo that still scans used logos, brand colors, frames, labels, and export formats without weakening the scan experience across posters, packaging, menus, stickers, and business cards. QR code design is more than decoration. A good design helps people trust the code, understand the action, and scan it quickly from the real viewing distance. A logo can make a QR code feel branded, but it also covers part of the symbol. The safest branded codes use high error correction, strong contrast, a simple centered mark, and a quiet zone that stays clear after the design is placed into artwork. QR Code Crafter supports logo uploads, foreground and background colors, live preview, and SVG, PNG, JPG, WebP, PDF, and EPS exports, so the same branded code can work on screen, in design tools, and in print. Design for the scan distance, a code on a business card, menu, poster, storefront, or package needs a different final size, margin, and contrast treatment. Use high error correction with logos. Select level H when adding a logo so the QR code can recover from the covered center area. Export for the design workflow. Use SVG, PDF, or EPS for artwork that will be resized, and PNG, JPG, or WebP for quick digital publishing. QR code design decisions. Error correction, high. H for logo layouts. Low correction with a large center mark. Logo placement, centered square logo with visible padding. Wide marks, detailed photos, or text that covers too many modules. Color palette. Dark foreground on a light, quiet background. Low contrast brand colors, gradients, or transparent overlays. Frame and CTA, clear label, such as scan to view menu, RSVP, or save contact. Decorative frames that cut into the quiet zone. Print handoff. SVG, PDF, or EPS with final size and quiet zone preserved. Screenshots or tiny raster files placed into large artwork. Digital handoff, PNG, JPG, or WebP tested after compression and upload. Assuming the source preview still scans after social or email resizing QR code design examples, by surface, match the QR code design to the physical or digital surface where it will appear. Posters and signage, use a larger code, high contrast, a short call to action, and SVG, PDF, or EPS so the modules stay sharp when the artwork is scaled. Menus and table tents. Keep the label direct, avoid glossy, low-contrast backgrounds, and test the code under the lighting where guests will scan it. Packaging and stickers. Protect the quiet zone from folds, seams, curves, and cut lines. Add a short fallback URL when space allows. Business cards and badges. Keep the logo modest, preserve enough module size for close-range scanning, and use V-card or profile destinations that work on mobile. Scannable brand styling rules. The visual treatment should make the QR code feel intentional without hiding the machine-readable pattern. Color and contrast. Use brand colors only when the foreground remains clearly darker than the background. Test dark mode and tinted backgrounds separately. Logo and icon files. Use a simple square, PNG, JPG, or WebP logo with padding. Avoid tiny text, fine line marks, and busy photographic details, frames and labels. Place calls to action outside the QR pattern and quiet zone. Do not let badges, borders, or arrows touch the code. Design tool exports. Scan the exported PDF, image, Canva file, Adobe Express design, or print proof because layout tools can resize or compress the QR code. QR code design pre-flight checklist. Choose the QR content and destination before finalizing the visual design. Test the code with at least two modern phone cameras before sending artwork to print. Leave the quiet zone clear around every side of the QR code. Keep the logo near the center and below roughly 20% of the QR width. Use high error correction when adding a logo or center mark. Check contrast after applying brand colors, dark backgrounds, or overlays. Export a vector file when the QR code will be resized in design software. Scan the final Canva, Adobe Express, PDF, or print proof, not only the source QR preview. Design it in QR Code Crafter. Choose the QR content type. Start with URL, Wi-Fi, vCard, text, email, SMS, phone, WhatsApp, event, location, crypto, UPI, or Pix. Set the brand style. Set foreground and background colors. Choose high error correction. Upload a simple logo and keep the quiet zone visible. Download and proof the final asset. Use vector formats for print, raster formats for web or social, and scan the final exported artwork before publishing. Can a custom QR code design stop scanning? Yes. Low contrast, oversized logos, cropped quiet zones, and compressed exports can make a valid QR code fail. Always test the final artwork. How big should the logo be inside a QR code? Keep the logo modest, typically below about 20% of the QR code width, and test the final artwork on real phones. Which logo file should I upload? PNG, JPG, or WebP files work best in the browser. Use a square logo with padding so it does not appear stretched. Can I use brand colors in a QR code design? Yes, but keep strong foreground to background contrast. Dark code modules on a light background are the safest starting point. Should I add a frame or call to action? A short label helps people understand what happens after scanning. Keep the frame and label outside the QR quiet zone. Can I print a QR code with a logo? Yes. Use high error correction, strong contrast, a clear quiet zone, and vector exports such as SVG, PDF, or EPS.